Millennial nurses are generally regarded to have more job-hopping tendencies than their colleagues, but as more and more nurses reevaluate their purpose and career path, this presents an opportunity for healthcare organizations to re-examine how they're supporting and valuing their workforce. Whether it's career advancement, better work-life balance, higher compensation, or seeking a bigger challenge, it behooves us to have a deeper understanding on what motivates our nurses to leave their current roles. Our guest today talks about her journey in seeking a meaningful career in nursing and how she created a sense of purpose through nurse entrepreneurship. Tune right in. Welcome to the Insightful Nurse Leader. This is a podcast by nurse leaders for nurse leaders. This show is focused on assisting leaders become effective managers and change facilitators. I'm your host, Miles Perilla. Join me every week as I speak with fellow nurse leaders, share insights, lessons learned, and practical advice. So, whether you're a seasoned frontline leader, a budding charge nurse, an experienced manager, or executive, you don't want to miss this. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our 9th episode of the Insightful Nurse Leader. Our guest today is a nurse educator, an innovator with expertise in emergency, medical surgical, general pediatrics, and hemodialysis nursing. She received her BSN from Boston College and her MSN in health leadership from the University of Pennsylvania. She was a professional student assembly representative for Penn Nursing Graduate Student Organization and a nursing students for global health representative at Penn. She worked as an adjunct clinical faculty for medical surgical nursing at Helene Fuld College of Nursing. She currently serves as a media director for Korean American Innovative Technology Engineers and Entrepreneurs and is a member of Society of Nurse Scientists, Innovators, Entrepreneurs, and Leaders, also known as SANSIEL. She is currently interviewing nurses to discover pain points in nursing documentation as her new journey in entrepreneurship. She shares her nursing experience in the U.S. with her Korean audience through her blog and home workout reels through her Instagram. She is passionate about learning, education, and community building and would love to connect with our listeners. Juwan Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
That is awesome. So, Juwan, why don't you give us a little bit more about your background and your area of expertise?
So I went to get my BSN in 2015. I graduated and I jumped a lot in my nursing career. I started in outpatient dialysis center and then I moved to get my MSN in Philadelphia from the University of Pennsylvania. And then from there, I also changed my major from family nurse practitioner to health leadership. And I moved to Nebraska after I graduated from my MSN, worked in general pediatrics and medical surgical floor. And then I moved back to the East Coast. And now I'm in New York City. I started in emergency room. And then now I'm at a fertility clinic doing OR and PACU.
Awesome. So a lot of diverse experience there. What motivated you to get more of experience from, like, it sounds like almost every facet of nursing? What motivated you to get more experience from those areas of nursing that you had mentioned?
So when I started my job in dialysis, in any area of nursing, you get used to the flow of the work that you do. And I realized that I'm kind of a person that I need constant challenge. So after a year, I always knew from BC, from when I was getting my bachelor's, that I wanted to not stay as a bedside nurse. So I went on to grad school after 1 year, but I think that was not much experience to be an FNP. Mm-hmm. And I actually failed my program. So that was kind of a turning point in my nursing career. I really thought about, what do I really want to do and what kind of a nurse do I want to become? So that whole experience and me wanting constant challenge, I think that's why I like constantly moved. And also, I wanted to experience both the adult and pediatric side. From nursing school, I think almost half of my nursing colleagues went into pediatrics, and I was not one of them. I was like, I'm not going to be a pediatric nurse. But I actually got exposed since I was working in a community hospital with 250 beds. I was on a floor with labor and delivery, postpartum, and general pediatrics. So I got the exposure of all of them, which I really appreciate. And I realized that you really got to try something if you're interested. And that really helps you know whether you are the suit for that area or whether you're going to be a good nurse in that area.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, as you were talking about your journey, I actually reminded myself in my journey earlier on in my career, because like yourself, I also jumped and, well, I guess that's a colloquial term, right? But to your point on wanting challenge, I also moved from one hospital to another because I wanted to, wanted to experience what's it like in a teaching hospital and what's it like in a small hospital, and wanting to learn more. And out of that burning passion to get a more well-rounded experience. And I think we are exceeding the normal bounds of the traditional career perspective, so to speak, because traditionally they expect you to stay in one job for however many years. But then again, the upside to that is we are more adaptive. We are more agile, and we have more versatility to adapt to different organizational cultures and also to adapt to different EMR or any different types of doing things, because we've experienced it in different ways. So kudos to you for sharing that. So let's talk about your journey in being a nurse entrepreneur. How did you begin to even think about, I want to start a business?
Actually, my interest in entrepreneurship started from how can I make more money? So that's something that we're all interested in, right? I guess some people are more than other people. But so I was studying what kind of ways can I go into to build wealth. Like there is investment side, there is opening business side, there is real estate and different routes of building wealth. And you know, I was researching, and since my background is in nursing, I found that nurses are the largest group of healthcare workers compared to physicians, physical therapists, occupational therapists when compared in numbers, and realized that the systems that we use in hospitals or in outpatient care centers, long-term care centers, we don't have much say in developing those systems. And I'm actually in my journey to interviewing nurses to find what's bothering them about the nursing documentation system. So in November, I participated in a nurse hackathon that was created by SANCIEL, which is Society of Nurse Scientists, Innovators, Entrepreneurs, and Leaders, Microsoft, and Johnson & Johnson. So I just wanted to join to see what is hackathon like? Like what are other nurse leaders and entrepreneurs think and discuss? I just wanted to do it out of curiosity. And I learned tremendous amount. What hackathon is multiple groups of people. It's initially for programmers, but we had programmers, but this event in particular was for nurses. So many people gathered expertise. There are some programmers, there were UI, UX designers. They bring in their expertise and come up with pain points, brainstorm, and come up with a minimum viable product. Actually, we pitch with the idea of MVP. So that was when my group came up, my team came up with the idea of nursing documentation. How can we develop and make the system more efficient, since about an average 30% of nurses shift is dedicated to nursing documentation. So that's a tremendous amount of time that we can spend with our patients. So we were brainstorming ideas of how to make that better. So I think from my curiosity and interest in building wealth, I had made me study how can I make that my goal, and as well how to make the nursing world a better place.
That sounds awesome. And thank you for sharing that. I like how you've identified a problem. That rings true, actually, because nurses, especially now that there's a lot more and more requirements to document different things. And really, it's a push-pull situation for nurses to like, well, if it's not documented, it's not done. But then if you don't have time to document, how can
we
you do
it
in that kind of sense? But then again, it's really important to, especially now that there's staffing challenges. So it's really important to be able to have the support for nurses to be able to really give quality care to patients and make it efficient for them to document what they do on a daily basis.
My team right now is actually interviewing nurses to find what is really the struggling point for nurses, because we don't want to just dive into a problem that we think is a problem or come up with a solution that we think will help.
Right,
so I am interviewing bedside nurses, community nurses, nurse educators, nurse leaders who have different areas of expertise and who have used different nursing documentation systems to see what their idea of improving nursing documentation is and how important it is for them to document and how much time they spend on it and what they think of it and so on. So if anyone is interested in talking with me about that, I would be happy to. Because we're still in the phase of researching.
Very good. You're in the validation stage.
Yes.
So what is your vision of that? Say, once you finish your validation stage and it's time to take action, so to speak, on or have your recommendation, do you plan on working with established EMR companies, or are you planning to, you know, because most big healthcare organizations in the country already have well-established EMR in their hospital systems, right, for documentation. What is your vision for that as far as adapting your recommendations or proposed solutions?
So our vision is to first build a software system where nurses can download in any of the devices that I can use to document real-time voice to text. So that was our original idea, but we also want to validate whether this is something that nurses would want. So in the interview phase, we're not disclosing this is our idea. We're not there to pitch, We're there to learn and listen to what they think is painful of using the systems firsthand. So that is the first phase that we have to tackle, so coming up with the solution. And another side of this is to penetrate in the EMR system that's already being used to nurses. So for example, in a lot of hospitals in New York City, we use the Epic system in a lot of hospitals. So after we come up with the MVP or the product that can be used by nurses, it has to be transferred to the already used system. So we have this two big phases that we have to tackle, but that's our ultimate vision.
That is nice. That's nice. That's exciting.
I'm really
happy for you. Well, I'm most excited about nurses advocating for fellow nurses because you know the work. You've been there. You are there in the front line doing the work. So pretty much no one knows best in what the pain points are, the barriers are for your workflow than you yourself and the others who resonate with that project. So I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you.
So with that, how do you see this as relevant from a career standpoint? So as you know, there's a lot of, they call that the great resignation for nurses, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of nurses resign, a lot of turnover and such. There seems to be this doom and gloom kind of light or perspective to nursing turnover. Mm-hmm. Can you share your perspective on this from a nurse entrepreneurship standpoint?
So from nursing school, I hear nurses say, I'm just a nurse, right? Mm-hmm. But you're not just a nurse. I think nurses have this grand scheme of skills. We have to be problem solvers. We have to be the communicator. We have to be the team player. We have to be a negotiator. And all these roles that we learn through encountering and helping so many patients and being the liaison between different members of the multidisciplinary team, we can apply this in doing other areas of work. So mm-hmm. entrepreneurship can be another one. Education is another one. There is community nursing. And mm-hmm. just because that we're leaving bedside or what the majority of nurses are doing, I don't think that means that we are really deviating from the nursing route. Yeah, you can quit nursing and become a teacher, or you can be a real estate agent, or that's like different occupation. But I also think that what we are established as a nurse and what we learn to become can help in us becoming a better nurse in a different area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that answer your question? Yeah.
Definitely. You know, you speak about the transferable set of skills for nurses yes. in other industries or in other specialties in that mm-hmm. regard. So how do you see the role of nurses? You know, now there's a lot of changes in healthcare. Mm-hmm. And obviously you talk about nurse entrepreneurship. How do you see the role of nurses now? And what is your outlook for the next 5-10 years for nurses?
Right. I think it changed a lot with COVID, right? Mm-hmm. From when I speak to people who are not in medical field, a lot of people don't know what nurses do. Mm-hmm. Like they have a vague idea of, oh, nurses take care of patients, but they don't exactly know what our jobs entail. And mm-hmm. I think COVID really opened up and really zoomed on what we're doing in taking mm-hmm. care of patients and advocating for them, being mm-hmm. there, holding their hands. There are so many patients who died in nurses' arms because they couldn't see their families because of mm-hmm. COVID and quarantine and isolation. So I think that really made people understand the nursing roles, and also it expanded. I think it made us feel more appreciated or heard. I really hope that it doesn't stop in the COVID era, and it extends to, it can be your family member or it can be your friend, like anyone in our community, there is a nurse who take care of us. It can be someone on the street. We are everywhere. I think that's how I see the role of nurses. We are the privileged group of people who have power to take care of people everywhere.
Right, right. And what is your outlook for the profession of nurses the next 5-10 years from now with all these opportunities available for nurses?
Right. I actually want to speak about nursing jobs or nursing role with the advent of like AIs or, you know, with changing medical fields. I don't think nursing will die ever. Mm-hmm. Because it's a profession that there is a lot of emotional and social aspect to. And when we learn about nursing, it's taking care of the whole person holistically, right? So it's not about only physical side, it's the emotional, psychological, social. So I see nursing growing more. I think what's great about nursing is that there are so many things going off of from what we were talking about. It can branch out into so many different things. So you can, if you don't want to be in the clinical side, you can work in a pharmaceutical company, or you can be an educator. You don't have to be directly in a hospital taking care of patients. And also that doesn't mean that you are not working or fulfilling the nursing role. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for people to understand that there are different aspects of nursing and there are different options. So when I was teaching as a clinical instructor, that's what I wanted to speak to my students about. You don't need to feel like you're stuck in one job because you have mm-hmm. so many opportunities, so many possibilities and potentials in what you learn as a nurse. Your communication skills and your interpersonal skills, it will get you far, whether it's bedside nursing, whether it's nurse entrepreneurship, education, nurse leader, whether you want to become a CNO or, you know, there are so many options, and that's what's great about nursing. So I see it growing personally.
Thank you. I do agree as well. Definitely. So coming from the front line, why do you think nurses quit in record numbers nowadays?
So I think the burnout is number one. And I was reading a lot about nursing bullying. So there are a lot of research talking about how burnout is related to bullying because mm-hmm. we're stressed out and not everyone has a way to really express their frustration or maybe there is no solution. If you're taking care of like 10 plus patients in emergency room and that you're very frustrated, you can't fulfill everything that you want to do for a patient, mm-hmm. there might not be a solution right away unless there are, you know, a bunch of nurses, heroes who come and help you right away. Mm-hmm. That magically happens. So there's nursing bullying. Unfortunately, we have this term nurses eat their young, right?
Right.
And yeah, and some studies say that 50% of nurses experience nurse bullying. And actually, after COVID in New York City, the nursing turnover rate increased to 13 to 14%. It was 4 to 5% before COVID. So that's a huge change. And also hospitals are competing with travel nursing agents too, because of the wages nurses leave to become a travel nurses, which I can't blame them either. Right. I mean, that's a huge incentive. So that's, I think, why there is high turnover, high stress, and COVID. We have a lot of patients, not enough staff, which is a global issue. It's not only the States. It's not only New York. It's a global issue. Where I'm from, which is Korea, we have that issue as well, the same problems.
What do you think is the biggest barrier right now for retaining nurses? I mean, you mentioned bullying and such. What do nurses need the most as far as support? You have organizations offer EAP or employee assistance program. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've heard about that term, or there's like nurse wellness programs and all that, you know. But even for me, from my experience being a nurse manager in my prior role, we do send nurses to EAP. Mm-hmm. However, there was very little progress that I could see that was directly related to that program. But I'm not certain because not everyone avails of that program, or whether they don't trust it or they just don't feel comfortable. Coming from the front line yourself, what do nurses really need right now?
I think nurses need constant support. It's not manager saying, oh, we have travelers coming. It's not like sporadic help of, oh, we will have some relief of the number of patients. We'll get you to an employee support system, or we'll get you hooked with some mental health counseling service. It's not like, oh, you can go and figure out your problem. It has to be constant. And also nurses need to realize that really helps them, right? If mm-hmm. let's say that travelers comes and they help relieve some patients, so your workload becomes from 10 to 7. That's great. But if it goes back to 10 plus the next week or the week after, you're not going to believe that that's really helping you, because your stress level will constantly go up and it will not be relieved by just sporadic help.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's very insightful. So, Juan, let's talk about your blog. I've read, well, tried to. Some of it is in English. So tell us more about what your blog is about and your audience, and why do you write your blog?
So I started blogging last summer because I wanted to be a good writer. That's how I started. And then I wrote about nursing, and this is through Naver, which is the biggest Korean website. Huh? It's like Google in Korea. So I started blogging there and I wrote in Korean. There are a lot of Korean nurses in Korea who want to practice in the States. So I thought, oh, it'll be interesting if I write about my experience of nursing in the States and me moving to different areas of nursing and how mm-hmm. I got here and what I think about nursing schools and teaching students. And I started just writing about my experience and what I think, which has been quite interesting because you see people comment and you see people who read your stuff. And mm-hmm. my vision is to build a community that inspire one another. I really believe in the power of community building. So when I was in grad school, it's a little off of tangent, but when I was in grad school, I had a Filipino nursing professor who mentioned that when she was a student, she saw another Asian nursing professor speak at this conference. And that inspired her to be a nursing professor because she saw a figure who looks like her, who was doing what she was aspiring to be. So she thought that that was possible for her. So I think showing people or nursing students or nurses that you can be here too, like mm-hmm. this is my experience, you can certainly do it, I'm not a special person, mm-hmm. is very special. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to write about nursing. It's majorly in Korean, but uh-huh. there's some stuff in English as well. But I was writing for nurses in Korea or, you know, Korean nurses in the States as well. Mm-hmm.
That is good. That's good. That's very inspiring of you. You know, coming from being an immigrant here as well, I would say the biggest challenge for me, and this is like a while ago, 05, when I moved here from the Philippines, obviously it was a huge transition for me, right? Mm-hmm. Culture from the Philippines was quite different, even though we would go here every summer on vacation prior to that. Is that something that you resonate with? And how do you think you can help nurses from Korea transition here in the US more efficiently and effectively from with the perspective of adapting to a new culture?
So I'm careful in speaking in that sense because I moved to the Toronto area when I was 16. So I guess I started earlier than usual Korean nurses who come from Korea after practicing nursing in Korea. I have tremendous amount of respect for them because it's harder to learn language when you become older. So a lot of nurses who came from Korea after practicing nursing for a few years there, they had a dream of coming here and working here. And I wrote about this too. A lot of Korean nurses, they have great work ethics and they have experience, and nurses are nurses. So even though we practice in different language, that doesn't mean that you're going to be a less competent nurse just because you're in the States, just because you're in a different country. So mm-hmm. I think having the confidence in themselves and faith in their experience will help them transition better.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. That's insightful. Yeah. So, Jiwon, can you talk about a mistake or a misstep that you experienced where you learned a lot?
Yeah, I probably made so many, but the one that I always had in my heart, because it was my first job. I was like 23 at that time, and at dialysis, you have regular patients. So you have the same patients every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So there was this patient who refused my care because I looked young and I was inexperienced. And I actually had a few patients who did that and I was a little hurt, but I was like, okay, I'll just let it go. And then, but the thing is, I cannot escape them. I still see them over and over. So there is this gentleman who wouldn't let me touch his arm. He was like, no, another nurse, I don't want you. And I was like, okay. And then there are some days that I am by myself as a nurse with dialysis technicians and I have to take care of them. I don't have a choice. But I also was uncomfortable speaking with him because I felt he didn't like me. I took it personally. So that built up for a few months, which obviously is not a good chemistry. And also it can affect your nursing care when you're uncomfortable and you're avoiding conversation with a certain patient. So I one day realized that this is not the way that I want to build this relationship. So I just pulled up a chair and I sat next to him, and he was pretending to sleep. And I just like went up to him and I said, Mr. So-and-so, I want to make our relationship better. What can I do to change so you open up to me? And he started talking about, oh, it's really not about who you are. It's about my past experience. I had a bad experience with a new nurse. So that's why I didn't want you to take care of me. And I started talking to him, and he was actually from another country. So we talked about his cultural background, and he finally told me, okay, you can put a needle in, like, that's fine. We can start from there. So that conversation really changed how I saw my patients. Mm-hmm. I assumed, I closed my mind up. I just let this drag without really understanding my patient. And after that conversation, I was like, huh, I can really change my relationship or dynamic with someone by just asking questions and being honest. Mm-hmm. And that experience has, I still have that, the lesson that I learned from that still.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to be humble and take the time to really sit down and listen and understand, mm-hmm. seek to understand. So kudos to you. So what is your practical advice to other nurses out there, whether they're nurses who want to go here from Korea or nurses who are thinking of quitting their jobs or jumping to a new career? Do you have any practical advice for these nurses?
So I was actually talking to my coworker about transitioning, because there are so many opportunities a nurse can have, and you can go back to school, you can quit nursing and just be something totally different. And I think I was also in that shoes too. I'm still I would say. And what helped me was to act on it and open up more options. Yeah, you can sit around and think about a million different things, what you can do. But if you really don't have the doors that you can enter, mm-hmm. thought is a thought. So you can apply for schools. That's one way that you can open up a door. You can apply for another job. That's another door. Or you can work in your current job and figure out what can you do that can make your work a better place. Maybe you can start helping other coworkers, or so your relationship gets better, so you enjoy going to work more. There are different spins, I think, in everything that you can do. And I'm a firm believer that things will work out if you want to make it work out. Mm-hmm. So that's the practical, I would say, I don't want to say it advice, but practical thing that I want to say for some nurses who may feel stuck.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been a very insightful conversation. So how can our listeners connect with you?
So I am pretty active on LinkedIn. You can find me at JeeWonLee MSNRN, and I'm there. And I'm also on Instagram. It's JWONSTAR. And you can find me on Facebook, even though I'm not that active. And yeah, and if anyone wants to talk to me about nursing documentation, my email is leejiwon919@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. To view the complete show notes and all the links mentioned in today's episode, visit milesperillaconsulting.com/podcast. And before you go, make sure you follow or subscribe to this podcast so you can receive the latest episodes as soon as they're released. And if you're enjoying the show, please leave a rating and review in Apple Podcast. Thank you again for joining me. This is your host, Miles Perilla, and you're listening to The Insightful Nurse Leader. I'll see you next time.